Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you. Next item, our executive director. Marilyn is going to discuss the need for the RFI for total compensation review of staff positions.
As you know, we've been kind of embroiled in our lawsuit against the county for the last couple of years that actually started, just to give you a little of history. I'm going to throw in a couple of pieces just so you know where we were. I believe it was 2 years ago, a committee of the board, a salary committee, made a recommendation to the board to give me an increase. I also made a recommendation at that point to have our top two positions at that time have an increase also. That memo was on the board first. We were told that we couldn't take action on it, and that one died. I then tabled mine, so it did not take the increase at that time. Then the salary cuts came along for all the positions except for mine, because the county was making those changes and felt that everybody was county employees. Our board disagreed with that and asked the county to retain the status quo. The county came back and said that they would for me, but nobody else. And these are letters that went back and forth. Since that time, it looks like the settlement agreement was on the Board of Supervisors agenda. I will have an update on that later. So we're at a point now where we've done, over the last 6 years, two different studies. We did one that was pay only in 2008 for all the unrepresented positions. And then Supervisor Gioia, when we came back with that at a later time, said he wanted it for a total comp study. So we did that in 2010. Because of what's going on now, and we may even in the future be proposing legislation to go independent, I think it's very important to have a study that shows everything. Where are we now in this economy? A lot of people have taken pay cuts. Things have changed. Are we where we should be? Should it change? I just think to get a baseline, it's very important to get the study done. There was one done, I think Orange County had a presentation yesterday. Sacramento County, these are the retirement associations, Sacramento had one in the last couple of months. There are companies that specialize in not only the public sector, but have also performed them for the retirement systems. So I'd like direction to go ahead and issue an RFI for a company and authorization to spend up to, you know how budget oriented I am. I will spend as low as an amount as I can going forward.
Maria.
I think it has been moved and seconded. I think there's some comments from Jerry.
Yeah, I was going to make a motion to approve staff recommendation for issuance of an RFI by a qualified firm and not to exceed $30,000, which was in the memo, for a total compensation study for all retirement staff positions. That's what I was going to recommend.
We have two first movers and seconded.
No, that's all right. Okay. Go ahead.
So I think it's fair to say we have a motion on the floor. We have a comment.
It's not that I'm against doing a salary survey. My concern is the timing. And this is where I'm coming from. Everything that Marilyn's told you is correct. The board did approve the settlement agreement, and I saw Mr. Tuoff sign it, so we're all ready. My concern is until there's new legislation, as I understand it, please correct me if I'm wrong, that the current employees who are represented, where I'm going is raising expectations. We may have to do a salary survey again because we're not going to get legislation, as I understand it, until at least 2014. And therefore, our current represented employees are still going to be under their current labor organizations, and the board still has the position that will whatever. I guess what I'm trying to say is whatever salary survey you come back with may be out of date by the time legislation comes through and you can't act, is my understanding. Please correct me if I'm wrong, as I said, at least on the represented employees. My understanding also with the new settlement agreement is that all unrepresented employees are now under the purview of this board, and I recognize that you may need some salary surveys, but I'm just wondering about the timing. Again, I'm not opposed to a salary survey. I'm opposed to raising expectations for the current represented employees. So if we put this off until we have a report about how that legislation is moving along, it doesn't create a problem, as I understand it, for the unrepresented, because they're now, this board is now free to do whatever it wants. I recognize you may need to know some salaries, but I think action can be taken if it's appropriate to make increases on the unrepresented, because this board now can do that. But this board is not in a position at this time to reflect anything on represented employees until legislation is passed. Am I correct in all that assumption?
Yes, and let me just tell you where I'm coming from on it. I support my staff as a whole, represented, and I have to. This is my job, as represented or unrepresented. If the board wishes, we can certainly update the study, do a new study on unrepresented only. But I feel that that's leaving my other part of the staff out. Even in the settlement agreement, if we were to find huge adjustments that were needed, we do have language in there so that I can propose that and work with HR to see if it's possible. So I don't think we were totally, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think we were totally cut out from doing anything. If we did a salary study and represented and said, you know, this position here needs an equity adjustment, or here's the other thing I'm thinking of, they could come back on the salary study and say, you know what, you've got this position labeled incorrectly. It really shouldn't be this. This person is really doing this. I'm looking at a lot of different things in this, so that's just where I'm coming from. I understand that.
No, and I understand where Marilyn's coming from. I can also share, without violating confidence, that the county is in negotiations with our represented groups, and we do anticipate giving increases. So it's not as if we're going to continue as long as they agree, there's a current proposal out to our mid-managers, Local 21. It's public, so I can say it's 2% July 1, it's 2% this year, it's 2% July 1 of 2014, and there's a $1,000 incentive, and the reason we're putting the $1,000 in there is to help address the health care costs without affecting OPEB liability. So that's why that's in there. I believe, and we're not at the negotiations are beginning with our other labor organizations, but we recognize that that's probably what we're going to have to offer. So all I'm saying is $30,000 isn't a lot. I'm just trying to see how we do economies of scale, and I will defer. I will have to vote no on it because I have labor organizations asking me to do salary surveys, and we've been very firm at the county level to say, we don't have the money to give you what we anticipate could. We know we're underpaying. So why would I tell you we'll spend money on a salary survey when I can't give you that money right now? We're going to do one when we have the opportunity. That would be the only reason I'm voting no. Again, I do not want to come onto this board with a negative attitude. Those are my reasons. But again, I felt based on the legal issues, would timing be appropriate? I don't even know how long this would take. I just want it to be current and ready for you to do what you need to do, and this board to do what it needs to do when it's finished. And if it means that we have a study done in 3 months and we're not there yet because of legislation, and we would wait 3 more months for 6 months, that's all I wanted to bring to the board's attention.
We understand the challenge in your position. We really do. Okay, there's a motion for the debate and questions.
I just had some questions again. Not to sound critical, but you know, you mentioned it is prudent the study for all retirement. I'm just thinking the term prudent, and find out what you mean by that. I mean, obviously,
nothing in particular. It was okay. The word I chose.
Okay, sorry. Well, it's caught my attention.
I'm looking at it from my perspective, right. Being a manager. Right. I think it's prudent for me to make sure that everybody is where they should
sure.
be. That's all it comes to.
And I'm just looking from a business perspective. I mean, it seems like more importantly right now is. Not to be critical in your line stuff, because I know how hard they work mm-hmm. too, but they're part of the body of the represented employees of the county. But what's seemed to be, at least in my mind, the heart of the matter here, more important, in other words, is the upper level management that have been bought off in the job market elsewhere. I mean, we're trying to keep them here, and so I'd support a survey of the non-represented right now. And perhaps as soon as it's prudent, we can look at the unrepresented, or the represented later. But what seems to be most important to me right now is you and your upper management making sure that talent that's unique and not easily replaceable stays here in this office.
I'd like to just go on record that the talent that we have at all levels, to me, is just as important.
Yeah, it is. No, but there's not a short supply of it. I'm not saying they're irreplaceable, but Tim, for example, you can't find another Tim that easily. And I like to keep him on board as long as possible before some headhunter comes around and shoots him off into another better situation. So I'd like to focus my energy on that area of running the office than on the line staff. Not to say I will never do it, but eventually get to the line staff when it seems more.
Well, and to add to that, two questions. The county's unrepresented will get what Local 21 gets, so that's the same offer for them. And then how many represented versus unrepresented employees? I asked Marilyn ahead of time, so I'm not catching her off. I don't like to do gotcha moments.
We have 13 unrepresented, 31 in Local 2700, and 5 in Local 21. Now, that's if every position has been filled.
So 13 unrepresented, 31, 2,700, and 5, 2,100, or 21. Thank you.
Our attorney was going to say.
Thank you. Let me add one or two points of intel to the conversation. I happened in a public meeting yesterday at the Orange County Retirement System. I'm their fiduciary counsel as well. And they had a presentation by a long-time commission salary study, and one of the And it wasn't just salary, it was whole compensation package study. And it's posted on their website, so anybody can download it if you'd like to see what one of these beasts look like. One of the things that was interesting to me as an observer of that process was that they dealt not only with cash compensation, but also with benefits and other levels. And they found, when you got into it, that in some instances, some levels were above median, above high median, or whatever you want to call it, and some below. You know, it's kind of like we look at our investment managers and quartiles. So it was really a nice piece of information. We can all find flaws in it, and there was an ardent conversation and questions from the board as to the veracity and who they looked at and what surveys they looked at. But it was just good information on which to guide future decisions. They were not making current decisions. It was a first step. I should also point out that in the settlement agreement, which is now a public record thanks to the Board of Supervisors last week, put it on the consent calendar, that although the retirement board under the agreement does not yet have the authority to make changes in the compensation level for represented employees, it does have the ability to make recommendations in terms of equity adjustments, for example. And so there is a specific provision that says SACERA may make recommendations for consideration by the Board of Supervisors regarding equity adjustments for salary ranges for represented staff. And the Board of Supervisors will, quote, carefully consider these recommendations. So we do have a role here in trying to move the ball forward on current intelligence as to equity adjustments and other considerations, not only for represented staff, but for unrepresented staff, as part of a cooperative effort between this board and the Board of Supervisors. So it's not as if we have to do nothing until legislation passes. We do have a role jointly with the Board of Supervisors in making sure that all of our staff are adequately and appropriately compensated.
Yes.
I made the motion. Part of making the motion was I feel like the CEO has enough, Marilyn has enough to do without adding more worry about what is fair and not fair in dealing with all of her staff. And I thought this study would help her understand what is going on, not only with her employees, but what's going on out in the greater community. And you bring up an interesting point, Harvey, when you were down there listening yesterday. And for me, is how can you make a recommendation without knowing all the facts, without knowing it, and waiting for union negotiations to be over with, and then us presenting a bill so that we can go independent, and then doing a study would even prolong whatever issues may occur. And who knows? A study may indicate that we are paying our represented employees
more. I just don't want it to be out of date,
Jerry. I have no
That's
idea.
That's my concern. It's not that, as I said, I'm not opposed to it. I don't want it to be out of date.
I got it, but for me, this would help Marilyn, and I don't think she would be making the request if she didn't feel it would be helping her down the road, and I think we need to treat all employees in this system as equally as we possibly can, and that for me means including them in the study.
Yeah,
so that's
I'm going to support the motion as well, because I think this is the beginning of, you know, the retirement board. And you got to start accepting responsibility for what we asked for. And this is the beginning of it. This is just a management tool that every manager has. And this begins the stage of moving forward on this co-situation until we get a bill. And I think it's just taking responsibility. I do understand the problem that Karen Mitchoff has at being a supervisor. And I don't think she should compromise that. I understand why. But the rest of us that don't have to give that a consideration, we're just putting the retirement board first and our management first.
I want to make sure you understand, Maria. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I am putting the retirement board first. I'm not wearing my supervisor's hat.
Okay.
I'm wearing a board member hat here asking a question as far as how money is being spent as to whether it will be timely information. Yeah. That's my only comment.
Well, when was the last time we did a full staff evaluation? Was it
I think I said in this memo, we have never done
never.
It.
Never. Oh, yeah,
never. We have never
just
done
never.
It. Full staff.
What was the last one? Was it just upper management?
Yeah, the last two were just unrepresented. And the
what you just asked for now.
The history before that was it was done by internal staff using other county systems that you, retirement systems that had the same similar staff. And that was done every 3 years for all of our positions.
Even if for whatever reason we don't end up implementing it, being sensitive to the time that's going on with the representative issue and the bill that's going through, at least you have information as a foundation to build on. So the next time you do the study, you actually start with A. You know, the county has many years of this experience. We have never done it as a group. I think it's important to support our manager to do it.
Would it be inappropriate to divide the recommendation in two parts, representative and non-represented, see where the votes are on both?
Well, you can do it any way you want. I'm just suggesting
I'm
going to support the motion.
You're the one to make the recommendation, so I'm just wondering.
It's up to the board.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the board.
And, yeah, I'm supporting it the way she asked because I think she's trying to set a tone
for the
retirement board.
I understand.
As a manager that she cares for all the employees, represented and unrepresented. We might think about that as a board, that this is the first opportunity for you to vote for looking at salaries, and do you like looking at all the staff? You care about all the staff at the same time. I think it sets a tone, sends a message.
Maria, I support the recommendation or the motion. With a quick question, did the 30,000 limit get in there? And if so, I would like to see it removed. I can easily see a study.
Really?
Yeah,
build more?
It starts picking up on the private side, mm-hmm. And the time required to do that is going to take us above 30. So I'd rather not have a limit.
I think we need a limit. I just don't know. It, maybe 30 is too low.
Because he does this kind of work. So what was your suggestion?
Kind of
I had my very strict budget hat on with this one, and I actually called another system and kind of found out where they were. And remember, if they've done it for other systems, adding another system on there changes the location. It doesn't change the data that is very recent.
Well, if you're geographically, we're in one spot. We're not talking about lots of spots. So the people we're competing against are here.
Yeah.
As contrasted to somewhere else, so for the most part.
If you went to 40, I think I'd be very comfortable with that.
All right, I'd like it as high as to give you enough flexibility.
That's the maker of the amendment. She needs to agree.
So do you accept that increase of up to $10,000? Do you accept that on your motion?
So let me first ask, is it my motion that we're talking about, or is it his?
No,
it's yours.
So in my making my motion, I did not add the $30,000 limit, but I would like for the $30,000 limit to be a part of the motion at this time. Okay. In addition, I have a couple of other comments, though, in general. I think the talk about splitting it or only doing the unrepresented, I think as a manager, when you're managing the overall organization from this level all the way down, filtering through all the levels, it is helpful for you to see the whole picture and not just the management picture, even if you're not going to act on the lower level picture today. Because sometimes what you do with the management level is impacted by what the result is by the next level underneath that. So that's just my thought. I'd rather keep it as let's do the study and let's do it all. I think Marilyn is, in all of our meetings, she's correct that Harvey's confirmed that we do have the ability to take a look at that study, and if there are certain levels of employees that are just way out of whack, we have the ability to go back and request that something be done about those before we go to state legislation.
True.
So with respect to the limit, though, as we talked about that, I want the limit in the motion. But one other thing is that I did read the last study that was done, because when I was applying to be selected for this board the last time around, I went back and I read all of the material for 1 year backward, and that study was included in it. And I remember my comment to myself at that time in reading that study, because I have been an employer in this county for a long time, particularly of administrative and accounting staff. I remember reading that study, and it struck me that it was heavily weighted towards Alameda and San Francisco County wages. And I really felt that was, if I had been on this board at that time, I would have argued about that. And so when in selecting this next study, I would really like to see a more balanced approach between, because our wages here in Contra Costa County are generally between definitely lower than Alameda, a lot lower than San Francisco, and higher than Sacramento.
Solano.
And yeah, but I don't know if they have studies in Solano, but we're
Let's just include all 1937 counties. Do we want to?
I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think that's the right as
just raise the limit.
Or he goes to 60.
then I think, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I think we need information on which jurisdictions do you want to look at.
Well, I think this is an RFI, and the recent studies that I have read look at similarly situated, we've heard that term so many times, systems. We don't want to compare me as CEO for here as to LA County or CalPERS CEO.
Right.
So there are about 6 to 7 other retirement systems.
So that's already been established.
Yeah, the professionals do that too. They say, look, you really can't compare this job to this. They can do a comparison of duties, but they also want, are we managing $6 billion in assets, or are we like Mendocino County managing $700
million? Okay, as long as it's already established, we do that process.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to present anything less to the board.
And I believe I even saw Orange County included in the last survey.
They are included, yes.
Yeah, and so, I mean, for me, I look at that and I go, how, maybe on the investment side, like for example,
well,
Tim's position,
you would
use other county systems way south of here. But when you're talking about particularly the represented levels, I would think that we would really be focusing on what's here in our area.
Well, and what they do is look at a position, say Orange County, but then they look at what is the cost of living in Orange County, what's the labor, they actually have a labor indicator or indices or something, and they take that and they apply it to Contra Costa, and so they go through, you'll see, the one that I happened to read from Sacramento, I loved it. I absolutely will not use the same group that we used last time.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so there is a motion. There's been a comment moved and seconded to keep it at 36,000. Yes, last
call
comment.
For the question.
Well, let's just vote.
We'll just vote. Is that okay?
Okay.
So motion on the floor. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any abstentions? Any objections?
Objection as earlier noted.
Yes.
For the reasons earlier noted.
Right. All right. So moving on. We're going to be going into, can we just get the vote on the, because that's still executive session. I just will give the reports of staff so that when we come back, all we're going to do is report out. We don't have to hold everybody up.